Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Good morning and welcome to this service of worship on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Today we're joined by the Reverends Janet, Liz, and Denise, and Reverend Janet is offering our homily. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds to give thanks and praise to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Collect for the Day. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to the Promised Land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Book of Deuteronomy 34, 1 through 12. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the Negeb, and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants, I will let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired and his vigor was not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all of his servants and his entire land. And for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place for all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, ever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and prosper us for the work of our hands. O prosper the work of our hands.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. And though we already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with the pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked him this question. Who do you think of the Messiah? What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. He said to them, how is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost and the last Sunday of October. My, how time flies. Advent and Christmas, the great celebrations we love, will begin soon. And we are still enjoying wonderfully warm days here in Ontario. This week's gospel has two distinct stories, as often happens, and they're so distinct that I'm not even going to try and relate them. The first passage is the one about the greatest commandment, and the second is the question about David's son. But since I can pick from the few, I'll pick my favorite, of course, and that's the story of the greatest commandment. In the passage before this week's gospel, the Sadducees challenge Jesus around resurrection. But as always happens, Jesus set them straight. There are also some Pharisees there, and they were observing as well and listening to this interaction. And they see that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees with his response. So they decide to challenge Jesus themselves. One of them, the verse says a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. What the lawyer says is this: "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? We all know that God gave 10 commandments to Moses. So how do you choose the greatest commandment of all? That's the interesting challenge. Do you remember what Jesus said? Let me quote him exactly. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. Then he goes on to say, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I love this because it really sums up all 10 commandments nicely and makes it easy to understand what we're asked to do. It's simple. Love God, love your neighbor. Of course, when he says neighbors, he's meaning everyone, your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, your acquaintances, everyone you encounter. Now, if you remember the actual 10 commandments, the first four are: 1, you shall have no other gods before me. 2, you shall have no graven images of God. 3, you shall use the Lord your God, you shall not use the Lord your God's name in vain. And remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. All come under the same category, if you will, of love God. The remaining commandments are: honor your father and mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, and you shall not covet. All can definitely be summed up with love your neighbor. How convenient, simple, and easy to remember. Love God, love your neighbor. As Jesus says in the last verse of this passage, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And, as always, he's right. This is what we're all about as Christians, and I cite the Community Catholic Church of Canada, which is based on these two powerful commandments. Who can go wrong if you live these two great commandments? What is interesting to note, of course, is that the commandments are, or at least certainly were at the time, considered Jewish law. So two of the largest religions in the world believe in, and I hope follow, the Ten Commandments, the Jews and the Christians. In the New Testament, the Ten Commandments are summed up in the two commandments that we just talked about. I would also like to point out that since I love to learn about other religions, that I have learned that Islam also has Ten Commandments. It can be rolled up into the two great commandments. Isn't that interesting? Do not associate anything with him. There is only one God. 2, be kind to your parents. 3, do not kill your children because of the fear of poverty. 4, do not indulge in shameful acts, whether openly or secretly. 5, do not kill any person whom God has forbidden, except through due process of law. 6, protect the orphan's property. 7, grant full measure and weight in all fullness, fairness. Number 8, whenever you speak, be just, even though it concerns a close relative. 9, fulfill your promises. And 10, follow the straight path of God. These commandments, as you can tell, are even more specific than those given to Moses. But nonetheless, they can be summed up with the two great commandments taught by Jesus. Love God, love your neighbor. Isn't that interesting? Think about it. Every community, town, city, province, tree has dozens, hundreds of laws. But I'd be willing to bet that most of those laws can be summarized with love your neighbor. Think about what that means, really. Think about what it meant back in the days of Moses, the days of Jesus, the days of Muhammad, and even now. What's changed? Well, I think that life has become a little more complicated, and yet, if you follow these two great commandments given to us by Jesus, it is really very simple. Love God, love your neighbor. As I mentioned, I have a great fascination with world religions. Once reading a book called A History of God by Karen Armstrong, It details the history of the three major monotheistic traditions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. That is what made me realize that Islam's not as different as one might think. I know that we sometimes hear of radical Islamists, but we also know that there's radical Christians and radical Jews as well. And it occurs to me that they become radical when they lose sight of those two great commandments. If we love God and love our neighbor, how can we possibly be radical? It stands the test of time. It's as relevant today as it was 100 years ago, as it was 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. It even crosses religions. That's amazing. Now, keep in mind that those three religions are all considered to be parts of what's considered the Abrahamic religion, meaning, of course, coming from Abraham, who we know is documented in the First Testament. To continue the history lesson, both Judaism and Islam know Jesus as a prophet. It was Muhammad who wrote the Quran. Interestingly enough, Judaism and Islam religions do not believe Christianity to be monotheistic because they don't understand our Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to be single God. That's okay, because we do. All right, that's enough of the history lesson. I've digressed a bit. My apologies. Let's get back to the point here, and that is the two great commandments, which are love God, love our neighbor. As Jesus said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If we can all believe and live these commandments, we cannot possibly go wrong. And now, although I said I wouldn't relate the second part of the gospel to the first, I love the very last line of the second passage. I should first point out that this passage kind of sums up several passages where the Sadducees and the Pharisees were challenging Jesus, which is really what this gospel is all about. They were trying to trip him up with responses to crime, the crime being, of course, speaking against Jewish law. But Jesus was smarter than they anticipated. So after Jesus answered the last question by the Pharisees, in that second part of the gospel, the last line says, no one was able to answer a single word. And from that day on, no one dared ask him any more questions. I love it. I kind of want to add a na-na and a boo-boo, but that's a little bit petty. Suffice it to say, he silenced the haters. At least he did for the moment. And of course, he did it by following the commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. So shouldn't we? Now, on to one holy, blessed, and undivided Trinity. Be all dominion, glory, and power. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, for those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy. Amen.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things and give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred time of connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.